You know, be keeping an eye on what the Pentagon is doing. They're investigating the troops for any indicators of extremism, and they've partnered with a contractor called Moonshot in order to do that. And a reporter who's been digging in on all of this, trying to figure out exactly what they're looking for and what they might find, is John Rossomondo. He's a senior analyst for defense policy at the Center for Security Policy, and he joins us now. John, good afternoon to you.
Thanks a lot, Vince. Moonshot CVE is a London, England-based extreme-left propaganda outfit that was founded in 2015. It defines opposition of Black Lives Matter and calling it Marxist as a sign of white supremacist extremism and disinformation. Well, I mean, let's give a little context here. Its co-founder is a guy named Ross Furnett, who wrote on Twitter last month that he was, quote-unquote, horrified that anyone would try to ban neo-Marxist critical race theory in the classroom. And what does white supremacism mean to these people? It means being pro-American, patriotic, and believing in traditional values.
So this group, Moonshot, believes that if you refer to Black Lives Matter, the organization, as being Marxist, which would be consistent with what its founder says, it would also be consistent with their allegiances, including to the Cuban government that we just saw this week, and everything they seem to have advocated for. If you express that opinion, that you're expressing an extremist opinion?
Yes, you're expressing an extremist opinion, and that you're engaging in quote-unquote disinformation. Notice that, you know, that's something that goes back to the communists. They invented the whole thing about disinformation. Let me give you a little bit of background about the Black Lives Matter founders. Its founder, Patrice Clore, as you said, said they were trained Marxists. But their co-founders worked with the East German Communist Party. It still exists. You know, they went and created a think tank in 1990 called the Rosa Luxemburg Foundation, which Garza attended a talk by them in 2014, along with a guy named Michael Brie, who was a former Stasi agent. You also have Opal Tometi. She went and met with the East German communist think tank that is full of former Stasi people, as lawyer to Vladimir Putin. So this is sort of who we're dealing with.
This meaning the Moonshot organization.
I'm talking about Black Lives Matter.
Oh, Black Lives Matter. Now tell me about Moonshot CVE, because you've also discovered some connections of this nature.
Well, Moonshot CVE's a CEO is a woman by the name of Vidya Ramalingam. She partners with an initiative at American University called Peril that is funded, backed, cooperates with the Rosa Luxemburg Foundation. Let's keep an idea of who this Rosa Luxemburg Foundation is. Its representative in Moscow is a woman who's a former Stasi agent, worked with the KGB. This is the kind of people that American University is getting with. And Ms. Ramalingam has been a frequent contributor to this organization. I'm talking about Peril. And they both went to a conference in December where one of the Rosa Luxemburg people was talking about deplatforming the quote-unquote far right.
Hmm. So what you have here is an organization that West Point, right, has partnered with in order to conduct the Pentagon's official survey of extremism within the military. And based on their history, this group, Moonshot CVE, the way that they detect extremism is apparently by checking the internet search terms of the people that they are researching.
Correct, exactly. So if you go looking for certain terms that they disapprove of, it will redirect you to things about why you shouldn't be thinking like this. It's basically going after wrong think. Last month, Ms. Ramalingam met with Bishop Garrison, who's the chief diversity officer at the Pentagon, on ways that the military can use this technology.
Okay. And so when we look at their past reports, and I mentioned this on the air a few minutes ago, when we look at their past reports, namely from last year, they did a report. They partnered with, it looks like, the ADL to do this. And the name of the report is White Supremacy Search Trends in the United States. Okay. So then I go down the list and I'm looking at some of the topics that the search terms that they consider white supremacy. One of them is, quote, the truth about Black Lives Matter. Now, how in the world would that be a white supremacist sentiment to search for, quote, the truth about Black Lives Matter?
Because they have a very broad definition of white supremacy. It's no longer whether you're a Ku Klux Klan member, neo-Nazi, or some of these like really kooky extremist groups. You're a white supremacist to them if you're an American patriot.
Right. We've heard Black Americans object to Black Lives Matter on the basis of they wanted to see the end of the nuclear family. These were things that were posted to the Black Lives Matter website. So there are people who are opposed to that. And so that kind of opposition falls into the white supremacy category.
Exactly. You know, they call somebody like Candace Owens a white supremacist all the time. It's basically extreme neo-Marxist semantic argument.
Right.
They redefine words.
So when does this report come out? We're awaiting this report, right? The Pentagon is supposed to release this report again that they got this contractor involved in very soon, no?
Exactly. Defense One reported maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago that it should be coming out any day now.
Okay. So when it does come out, this gives us a sense of what to look for. I mean, and this is pretty typical, by the way, that you have to dig into the methodology of these reports in order to establish what they're actually saying. I saw, for instance, recently, John Rossomondo, a report out of the University of Maryland. One of the professors there did a survey of anti-Asian harassment and violence. And when you look inside the methodology, because they were like, oh, there's been this explosion. So you look, and one of the categories for anti-Asian harassment suggested that every time Donald Trump said something like China virus, it was included in the data as an example of anti-Asian harassment in other words, to juice the numbers. And who in their right mind would look at the president saying something like China virus and include it in an anti-Asian harassment report unless you were intentionally trying to contrive an outcome? And that's
exactly.
And that sounds like what's going on here with this this Pentagon contractor, John Rossomondo.
That's exactly what's happening. I mean, it's kind of funny you mentioned this anti-Asian stuff, because the Chinese Communist Party's English language rag called the Global Times used the same language that you're talking about.
Yes.
So this is really disturbing, because what they're trying to take is say that you and I are extremists and that we need to be censored because we are basically enemies of the state.
Yeah, and I mean, there's something. I mean, it's all pernicious, obviously, and it is disturbing to think what they're doing is turning the questions that guys in the military have, like their internet search terms, like the truth about Black Lives Matter. That guy becomes an extremist for having searched that. Remember when they
exactly.
did this stand down order in the military, and they were like, whoa, 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 let's talk about extremism. And guys in the military started raising questions in their commands like, hey, what about all the cities that were destroyed last year by political activists who were lighting things on fire? The military tried to tamp that down like, whoa, no, no, no. That's a different thing. That's not extremism. I mean, we've really lost the thread if we can't admit what extremism is. And then when we wrongly slander people who are asking genuine questions as extremists.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's the whole thing. You know, if this is propaganda, you know, and is where the end of conversations, and where you're not just having a conversation with someone you disagree with, they're the enemy. They need to be demonized.
Yes.
And they need to be destroyed. This is just what, like in the Soviet Union, where you had the newspeak that was Manichaean. It was either you were black or white. There's no in between.
It's incredible. John Rossomondo, thank you. This is service journalism. I'm glad you focused on it. I really appreciate
your time. Thank you. I appreciate it.